like Social Multicultural, I'll use that as an example.
Mm-hmm.
I spent many years as part of the festival trying to get that here, not only because it's a great event, but it also because of what it teaches us and what we learn from it.
Mm-hmm.
That diversity is key to a lot of communities. So this year, they didn't come back because of the change in the committee at the Privateer Days. So what happens with things like that? Like, because that is a huge event, could be a huge event.
Mm-hmm.
But in this proposal, there would never be anyone trying to convince them to come back and show them all the benefits? Is that how, what we're going to be? Or is there any sort of interaction with these groups? I know that the axe throwing is the same thing. They want to bring the worlds back.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you're going to be actively pursuing that
mm-hmm.
in your position, or whether that's something that we should be doing as a community.
So.
So I just want you to kind of talk about that and what you see that.
Okay. So in the present position that I'm in, I guess I'll describe a year for you right now. No, it won't take
day.
Won't take 15 minutes, sorry. But I am, okay, so I'm but one in the present position. And I'm doing the advertising, commercial sponsorship and events. And I look to pursue, you know, events that I'm authorized to pursue, you know, certainly, you know, by you folks or whatever. But that question, I think, links back to the human resource and financial resources that are required to really, you know, put an organization together to do it right. So if you want, you know, I let's say I'm four events a year, like, you know, I'm engaged in a Hockey Canada event, is engaged in a curling event, engaged, and those tie up months. And yeah, so I'm working with limited resources.
So my question was, in this new
mm-hmm.
event strategy that you're going to be working on, what happens to the day-to-day events in this new concept?
Mm-hmm.
Does that free up more of your time if you don't have to deal with the Hockey Canadas and all of that that you're dealing with?
Mm-hmm.
Does it give you more time to go out there and interact with community members to bring more events here, which is the ultimate
sure.
goal according to this report?
Sure. Yes, it does. But you have to fund it, right? So how do you fund? How do you fund?
And so for the Hockey Canada thing, we're a rent.
We
have a little more involvement because we're trying to do the hospitality piece as well, as you mentioned. And so Steve and some of our other staff spend a little more extra time into that to finesse that relationship because we want more activity from
it.
But that's the strategy going forward. We would continue to do that. If Social Multiculturalism wanted to do a festival event, Steve would still meet with them, support them, facilitate them, help them find facilities, help them access and funding if that's available, wherever it might be. But it would be local community people in the South Shore who would be the organizers. No different than Privateer Days.
No.
We can't be the organizers. And the big change in this report is organizing concerts take a huge amount of time, and we're losing money. We're bleeding. And so the recommendation is, if somebody wants to bring a concert, we'll rent you our facility. Guaranteed we're going to make money. But unless we're guaranteed we're going to get a big name at low cost, we can't be in the game anymore because we can't compete with bigger municipalities and bigger, deeper pockets.
So the part that I'm missing out on, or that we may be missing out on, is someone to encourage South Shore Multicultural to come back to Liverpool because of all the amazing things that you've just talked about. And how does that happen? Because they walked away this year and went to Bridgewater, and nobody contacted them about what can we do keep you in Queens after you've been here for 4 years. So that is a very important part of all events. And if it's not part of the projected part of what you're doing, then we're missing that. We're missing that. And that doesn't mean I'm looking to Steve to organize that. Absolutely not. I'm looking for him to go out there and look at opportunities and missed opportunities that we can get back. Now, that's part of what we're doing, and I'm all in.
And that's...
Takes resources.
And that's the expectation. But Steve has to have some information from you or from someone else, that these people are out there, this event's out there, you should look at this event. And I think person A, B, and C might be good local people.
Right.
And then Steve would then be responsible to reach out to them and say, let's get together, have a chat over breakfast or lunch or coffee or something, and say, this idea's out there, what do you guys think? Is there anything, there's more people involved here that might be interested in supporting this event? And he would facilitate those discussions, absolutely.
Right.
More of those, because right now we don't do that very much.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's my concern, is that we would lose the amount that we're using, that we're doing it now, and miss a lot of opportunities. So, and maybe that's where the advisory committee comes in, where, you know, they say, you know, we've had this festival here for 4 years, and yes, it was wrapped up in Privateer Days, but there's potential. I mean, next year they're looking at having a huge festival at Kedji, which, you know, it's kind of great for us, but yet it's still at Kedji, so it's not really in Queens County. So just these opportunities that we can free up time for Steve, and I think it's a win-win.
Any other counselor have a comment or a question? Counselor McLeod?
Steve, do you have the resources to do what you need to do?
My opinion would be that we're capable of many great things. We have not scratched our potential.
Is that what the purpose of the strategy is, to enlighten us into the whole?
Look, I believe we have, you know, and anybody can pipe in. I think we, not just in 2019, had tremendous momentum, and particularly owned August powerfully. But for the last number of years, we have had tremendous momentum as such a small community in doing what we do together with, you know, everybody, volunteers, all of us. Like, wow, we pull off some amazing things, right? We're a wonderful host, and we can always be better. We can always improve. But, you know,
opinion,
without, you know, additional resources, we're going to spin our wheels.
In my opinion, Queen's Place has been the catalyst for all of us. And, you know, the community pride that has been achieved.
Yeah.
And, yeah, we can do this. I mean, it's a real positive outlook out there for other organizations. But we're all capacity. We do not have the capacity to do everything.
Right.
So we have to kind of narrow it down to what is important, what is financially capable within our means, and you know, the whole bottom line is, you know, we want to make money in this. You know, we have to bring it back to community events, but you don't want to go in the red because then it costs taxpayers money.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. And so, you know, right now, you know, just my opinion would be that you know, certainly the sport tourism industry, that's $6.8 billion multi-state, multi-day, would be a focus. So let's, I'm just supposing, we have a wonderful week with Hockey Canada. They're going to be super impressed. They're already like going gaga. That was yesterday, and the girls weren't even in the building. So what's step two, right? I'm just going to use Telus Cup as an example. Let's just say we had the you know, capacity to host it in that building. Okay, well, who's going to do it? Who's going to step up? So, you know, if I was a citizen on Citizen X, not a region employee, and I had just seen all the great successes of the Hockey Canada event, and I'd be excited, and I'd want to investigate it personally as Person X out there, and I might talk to some of my friends who also, you know, have done some events, and we might say, hey, we should take a look at doing that. So it's really that independent person out there that we need to enable and excite and inspire to bring those events. Otherwise, the event doesn't come. Because as Region of Queens, we're not going to, what, guarantor $300,000 for a Telus Cup, that type of thing, right? So that's the interesting part. You need people in the community to step up and do those events, similar to the curling, right? So and sort of there's personal risk involved in those things. So
how do you
there's
get
so
those
much
folks?
Potential. What?
How do you get them?
Oh my God. I don't know if I have that answer. I don't have that answer.
We all have great ideas.
Because, yeah, would you take the personal risk to do it? It's ballsy to do, however. You know, how do you approach it? I mean, there's communities out there that have tons and tons of enablers and deep-pocketed business that will throw money at things. Our resources overall are more limited. There's no doubt. Some of our businesses are tapped out on sponsorship and different things. But we continue to battle, and people in the community continue to rise and do things. So what's the scope of what we can do and are capable of?
So you're saying to do away with the Events Liverpool organization and just use Events Liverpool as branding?
As a brand to sell, yeah. As a brand and you know, as a marketing tool, right? And within that tool, like it's similar, Toro is doing, Toro doing the same thing. Summerside PEI does the same thing. They create an organization and has resource kits, toolkits, human resources, that events from baseball to hockey to figure skating to a camp and to a triathlon that they can access. They're powerful organizations. They do. They go and travel and go to sports tourism conferences and talk to events rights holders and those types of things to see what is available that fits your particular community, that type of thing. There's communities out there on the hunt continually for major events and investing in them. And they, how many people have, I heard it in perhaps remarks as Hockey Canada was announced, if I'm correct, and you correct me if I'm wrong, I think Mayor Daigle, you said 75 new families in the area in the last,
last year.
And it continues, you hear it on the street every day, Exit Realty and whomever. You want to sell your house, people are moving in, they're coming. Yes, affordability, yes, whatever, but we have all the opportunities here to provide great quality of life with the infrastructure and things we have, and so let's really keep the pedal down, in my opinion. That's just my opinion.
So do we focus on sports events? It seems like that seems to be bringing the big crowds.
AC/DC may decide they're going to want to come or whatever, and you may decide you want to invest. So, really, you got to keep an open mind or whatever, but still, it's going to, in the end, boil down to human resources and finances, really, because, you got to have like a mini organization or some more tools to do the job. You really do. So where are you gonna find the money? Right? You gonna put more on the tax rate, or are you going to redeploy things, or are you going to engage? Are you going to engage those unique visitors that are coming to our community? Right now we choose not to what? Do accommodation levy. We choose not to.
I really, really, really want to understand this strategy because this is extremely important. So I'm going to try to simplify it. For instance, so basically we're going to stop doing concerts because we've already proven now that we lose money on concerts. Well, overall, we're not even breaking even on concerts. But say, for instance, we're losing money on concerts, but on the other hand, you're saying we need to fund this strategy. To how much a year is that not equivalent to what we'd be losing in concerts? And I know there's a risk there on one side of it, but you're intimating here that we need to put money into this to make it work, into the strategy.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Less money than what we would actually be losing on concerts. So I'm trying to figure out, we're losing money on, more, so we're going to put more money into this than what we're losing on concerts, so why would we give up concerts if they, they do bring
maybe you don't have to.
Impact,
yeah.
They do bring people to the community.
Yep.
They do bring an overall, you know, sense of like joy and whatever else to the people that are here, right?
Yeah.
And they use the facility, and they get people in the facility, and they create this ambiance. It's huge. So we're losing money. But on the other hand, you're saying we're going to spend more money on this strategy than we would be on what we lose on concerts.
I guess, first of all, just back to my comments on, you know, financial and human resources strategy. Strategy needs needs support. Strategy needs support. On doing concerts, I think what we're saying here is this. The Nova Scotia marketplace, music concerts right now, the Nova Scotia marketplace is saturated. The South Shore, Southwest marketplace is saturated. Yarmouth's doing those again. LCLC wants to do them, you know, how many more times, who knows. Everybody's doing it. And it's saturated the market. It's, what it's done is take away some of that outside attraction piece for us that made the difference in the past, okay? We always want, yes, our local community to step up in droves. And we do need a little more step up there, but we're doing okay with the local, but we're not getting the full pull from what used to be the Halifax, Dartmouth swath, the Valley swath, the Yarmouth swath. Some of these folks, they have, there's so much going on in their communities too now. I believe of they're waiting for the next thing in their community, or the event's just not attractive enough.
So what are you saying? Are you saying that
we don't have to stop doing those events?
We shouldn't. We're going to stop doing concerts because we're losing money. We're going to stop doing concerts because we can't get. We can't get the same exciting bands or whatever to come in. What? Tell me the reason why.
So we if we were going to continue to do those, if it was going to be 1 year instead of 2 or 3 a year, we need to elevate the bar and hit a Beach Boy, you know, hit. We need to hit some big acts. We've been in the medium range here lately. It's not worked. But being in the medium range, we had to keep affordable ticket pricing also. And that didn't work. But what we feel was affordable ticket pricing didn't draw enough people. So everybody's doing the same thing right now. So down the road, what are they doing? Washboard, we just did Washboard a year ago. They're doing Washboard Union down the road. Okay? And so we're all sort of on that little playing field again. We're all like level and doing the same thing. So we need to what? Reset and raise the bar, or refocus while keeping an eye to that piece of events, such as concerts, refocusing energies on other event attraction, you know, even to Brian's point of multicultural or sporting, that type of thing, and looking for enablers within the community to help host those things.
Okay,
am
so
I being clear there?
I get that. So that's the reason why we're sort of going to get out of that. Your strategy is to go with all these other things. It's not to take the level
abandoned?
Of concerts.
No.
And
okay.
So if
it's got to be the right thing at the right time and the right.
So
but we're not actively going to seek that, right? We're not actively going to seek that. That's not part of the strategy.
We'll always seek and communicate with partners outside the region. We have a lot of great contacts and stuff, and we're always going to be in the game, but we're not going to do foolish. Our goal is not to do foolish things. So, you know.
So the concert came tomorrow at Queen's Place. Our first offer was we'll rent you the building. Here's the cost to rent the building.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They market, they sell it. If there's a loss, they take the loss of the game. They take the loss of the game. But we're guaranteed a certain level of income from them.
Yeah, no, I get that. So what I'm saying is, though, we're concentrating on supporting the events we already have, bringing new events here, not necessarily to Queen's Place, but not focusing on concerts or that concert strategy, not
correct.
Doing concerts
correct.
Anymore. We're just going to be renting. So on the other side of that, then, I get that. On the other side of that, then, I want to understand hosting. So we know sport tourism, right? Hosting anything from sport tourism
mm-hmm.
is going to require money. Like,
mm-hmm.
obviously, in this scenario, in this
mm-hmm.
strategy, host committees then will ask for money from our CIF program in order to do that if they qualify, right? So your role is going to be to engage in the community members that may want to bring and put together a host committee, which is exactly the way we do it now, right? That's exactly the way we do it now. The Region of Queens provides support and sponsorship for the events, but we do not run them. We don't run them. A host committee set up, because that's the only way, and they have to be willing to put in that those hosting fees, because that's the only way you're going to get a sport tourism. They're not just going to come and ask you to rent their facility. They're only going to come here if you pay them lots of money to come here, and there's a host committee set up to actually run those events, right?
Yeah.
So it's the same as what happened with the curling event,
mm-hmm.
right? Thorburn wants to do a curling event, and you work with him to help him get up and running, but it's his host committee, and he applies to the region for the SIF fund
yeah.
for money to put towards their budget,
mm-hmm.
and then they get the money, raise the money, however, to pay the
that's
fees to sport tourism to bring a sporting event. So that now, and that's exactly the way it's been done now. So, I'm not sure where I'm going with this, right? But that's, I'm trying to see what the difference is here. What are the main points? We're not going to host, that's one main, we're not going to host concerts. The other main point is we're going to carry on doing what we do already when we're hosting major events.
Mm-hmm.
So the major difference is going to be we're going to take that, that's where we're taking money now, where we're losing money. We're going to take that money, potentially, we're going to reinvest it in other events, whether they're at Queen's Place or whether Milton Community Hall or West Queen's Hall or Fort Medway or
okay.
Greenfield or Caledonia Exhibition Grounds. And we're going to try to strengthen those organizations and
okay.
look to host other events in those communities
right.
in partnership with those community groups. They're going to be much smaller events, but they're going to provide those social impacts that we're talking about in the strategy, one of the objectives, and to provide more events in smaller communities to get more community pride and more bang for a buck for that $30,000 or $40,000
right.
rather than hosting one event that takes a lot of time
and
loses money.
Okay,
we did
so
meet, now I will say as well on the concert side, we did meet with the hotel people in Queens County, three or four major ones, and they have no issue with us canceling concerts because they said they get next to no revenue from concerts.
Right, okay. So that's the
so which is surprising, but they said if you can't make money at concerts, they told us to cancel, don't do them anymore,
yeah.
because there are very little benefit to the hotel
yeah.
accommodations in Queens County.
So that's, I think, the piece I'm looking for, is that we're not just, we're reinvesting that money into something else rather into concerts.
I would hope we would,
putting
yes.
that money up front, like $50,000 or whatever, pop to put into a concert, and then lose money, $15,000, $20,000 as well, or $60,000 in the whole. So we're just reinvesting that money that we put into those concerts in the first place, and spreading it around with a strategy to support other local events or to help support other people bring events here.
Yeah. And Mr. Cox mentioned about, well, if we stop doing events, we're going to lose revenue.
Yeah.
But we are losing revenue, but we're losing more on the expenditure side.
Exactly.
And
yeah.
so it's the expenditure side we're worried about, not
yes.
the revenue side. So
yeah.
if we could do events, more events at Queen's Place and make money, we do them nonstop.
Right.
The challenge is because of the saturation, as Steve said, with concerts, we don't think we can make money out of concerts anymore anytime soon.
No.
Unless we get a rock star at very cheap cost. And we don't see them out there on the horizon anywhere.
No. Okay, I'm good for that for now.
Councilor Crowley?
I think a lot of it was answered through Deputy Mayor. One thing that I have to disagree with is Canada Day. You get
yeah,
a lot
yeah.
of we get a lot of flack as councillors that there's not really events happening on Canada Day, and we all know that there is. It's marketing. It's all the things that go along with that. I think that's some special event that you shouldn't rely on volunteers to do. I think that's a chance to kind of give back, and these are usually covered by, I don't know how much comes out of our budget, but they're covered by Heritage Canada, a portion of them, and so I just think that you should consider that,
mm-hmm.
that that's an important for our whole community. So. And there's a ways to merge those all together, like with proper advertising. You know, Milton usually has theirs at a different time. You have yours at a different
mm-hmm.
time. Evenings are different things. So it took a long time to get that to a point where it wasn't just done by volunteers. And as we all know, when the calendar year doesn't allow it to be on a weekend, then there's nothing. So. Just want to let you know what happened.
Councilor
Dancy?
It's a hard one, Steve, no matter how you look at this, there's no winners, no losers, these type of things. But we, it does seem to be in a, I haven't looked at the numbers or anything, but the Aster Theater seems to do quite well with the smaller events. It seems to take care of a lot of the local people. Like I go up to Food Bank every Monday and I see other people and they talk about, they continuously talking about all the events that's going on and what they're going to and what they're not going to. And they seem to have attracted that. What, how many people can they put in the Aster Theater?
370?
Yeah, so on those small, yeah, so for a lot of the smaller events, it seems to work out really well, people like that. But to go from there to where we are, is that's the crux of the matter. And we've been looking at doing a one or two concerts every year. That becomes the idea, do we continue on that path and that, and then if we do, we're going to have more money. Simple as that, if it's going to go that way, because as you mentioned out, there's more and more people. At the beginning it was pretty good, but now that with everybody getting into the market, we look at this year, it was just a slew of things going on, and everybody's got their dollars going elsewhere. Mm-hmm. So when the dollar's going elsewhere, I don't know if you ever could make money with when you get into times like this year, because there's too many things to go to. Not like you're a big place like Cavendish or something where you've got the talent that will draw that.
Yeah.
So it may be that we'd be looking more of the higher end talent and taking that chance than the middle of the road and not doing those middle of roads, cut them out for now and be able to go if the right option came along. And even if it was a little higher, we may look at it or consider it if it was the right talent, like with the Beach Boys, if you filled it. So, and if you got, it's not that kind of talent, it would become something you have to look at.
In that end, you're looking, you're looking for the home run.
Yeah.
You're looking for the 1,500 plus attendance. And it takes a certain level of act and expenditure to get there.
Right.
So, you never go into any of those, you never go into an event looking to not break even, for sure.
You talked about also Events Liverpool. Events Liverpool has always been a subcommittee of the South Queens Chamber of Commerce. Are you partnering with them? Do you see a partnership there? Or are they going to just give that up? I don't think that name's registered.
It's not registered. It's been
disfunctional. We're just going to take it? Or are we in conversation? Will we be in conversations with them?
Oh, we definitely talk to them. You know that it's public now.
So we haven't had any conversations with them so far about how...
Not official conversation.
Okay. And what about partner? What about the South Shore Tourism Co-op as well?
No conversations with them.
No. Okay. No. And I agree with Councillor Frelick. We are the capital. Liverpool is the capital of Queens County. We have to have Canada Day. We have to provide a Canada Day for our residents. Because we do. Sometimes there's no explanation, but we do.
And that's council decision.
It's yes.
The event isn't a citizenship or immigration or Canada Day event. It's a fun play day for kids.
That's what it's currently been made a fun. Doesn't have to be the fun day, but it can be anything you want. But we have to provide celebrations of Canada Day in Liverpool.
Any other councillor have a question, comment? Councillor Phillips?
Just to follow up on that, one of the reasons South Shore Multicultural didn't come back is because Bridgewater hired them to be part of Canada Day. And so it was a huge event, even though the weather was not great. But it spoke to so many different levels about a community. So it definitely could be part of a Canada Day celebration. So maybe it's just time to rethink. We seem to be on the same kind of, we had a winning combination that worked, and we just kept that. So maybe it's time to rethink the festivities around Canada. So,
yeah.
Any other comments, Councillor Fancy?
It's a hard one for Canada Day, because you've got the heritage money, and you've got the money from the Queen's Place, too, along with that. But I'll tell you, when you go in there, and
I always work that every year. It is packed from the time you go in to the time you leave, so it's hard to take away. The kids just thoroughly enjoy it. It isn't like it's the last minute. They're still there. It's a great draw. So I don't know what you could do differently there to almost strip something out of there and put something else in or something. I don't know.
Does the councilor have a comment or question on that? Well, I thank you very much for your presentation, Steve. It certainly give you some feedback. It makes council more aware of the issues that are ongoing.
Thank you.
We'll see how we unfold this as we move forward. So we're now to the point where we are at 15.0 in camera. A motion.
Sorry. What is the next step on this event strategy? Like we talked about it, we've had our concerns and phrases, but what's the next step?
I would suggest we put it on the agenda for the next meeting. Okay. People have a chance in a couple weeks to digest it, and then we'll look for some amendments or changes from council at that time. And then hopefully we can get some adoption of the strategy for the next meeting in a couple weeks' time, and then staff can work on some more finer details of each of those components.
Okay.
So, perfect. Thanks so much.
And I would expect the discussion today will
Thank you.
Will drive some changes to the document that, in whatever shape or form needs to happen. So now we'll move into 15.0 in camera. A motion to go in camera, moved by Deputy Mayor Kelly, seconded by Councilor Braley. Any discussion? Are you ready for the question?
Yes, sir.
All those in favor of the motion? It's unanimous. We are now in camera. We will take a 10-minute recess. Thank you.
No. Like Tampa Bay.